Hello, what's up, guys? I know it's been a while, right? It's been like a hot minute, a hot week, because I released that episode like a week or two ago. Anyways, so today's episode, it's basically and loosely fact on how I just finished the book Fourth Wing, and I'm obsessed with it. I'm literally so obsessed. So I'm thinking about smut. If you don't know what smut is, it's sex that is written in fan fiction or stuff that is written in books. So what is smut, right? Why do girls, women, men feel some type of way after reading books like this? And all I can tell you is that because they make us feel some type of way. I don't have any markers in my book to show you exactly what I'm talking about, but there are specific scenes and they're just raunchy scenes that you're like, oh my God, this is so hot. This is beautiful. And it makes you feel some type of way. And that context makes you feel horny, hot, and ready to have sex. So if you've ever felt that, say I'm saying I for myself, because I've felt that consistently throughout this book that I've been reading. And I like love books, but this book has got me fired up to read again. I was like, oh my God, I knew I was going to like it so much that I bought the second book already today. And I wasn't even finished with the first book yet. But anyways, so there are definitely like fan fiction adaptations as well. If you know 50 Shades of Grey, that was a fan fiction adaptation of Twilight. If you know After, those are actual fan fictions that were written and then they became movies. Like The Girl is literally, I heard The Girl is actually really mean, but they became movies and she has three movies and she has three book deals, actually four or five now or six. And they all came from fan fictions and writing sexual content about like specific characters. The characters that I'm talking about for that specific one was based off of Harry Styles. I always read Harry Styles fan fictions. I was obsessed with them. Obviously, they're not exactly like the fan fiction in the movies, and their names are stupid in the movies, but like his name is Harden. What? Tessa was her actual name, yes, but Harden, like he has a hard on. Obviously, we all have a hard on for Harry Styles, or I used to before he's cut his hair, but we'll leave that for another episode. Anywho, I just want to say that, yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about smut. We're talking about like things that you read that make you turned on. And as I know from various experiences of myself, starting at the ripe young age of 12 years old, I definitely love smut and I did write about it and had my own fan fiction and people would read it while at school. I had like an entire binder and it was a Harry Styles fan fiction and I was obsessed with being fucked by Harry Styles because that's what happens when you're in your pre-teens and you want to fuck a beautiful man. You know, now I have had the pleasure of fucking beautiful men and it hasn't been Harry Styles. I have not reached Harry Styles, and since he cut his hair, I don't care about reaching Harry Styles. But that sounds so mean and egotistical of me, but let me tell you that a lot of people think the exact same way about women and about men. But also, happy National Women's Day. It's a great day for us. If you're wearing purple, then you definitely support women. If you're not wearing purple, fuck you. Anyways, I think that knowing what smut is definitely something that you can put into your discography of masturbation if you want to do that for yourself and make yourself feel good. And I am all about sex positivity, all about body positivity. You should love yourself. You should also make yourself come. And I think the hardest part is probably like, how do you hold a book, right? And masturbate. You don't. You hold your phone. It's just like watching porn, except you're reading porn. And it's like a little movie in your brain. And that's how I like to say it, because that's how I feel. When I think of an actual scene that is my favorite, it is from the After series, when she wrote the actual Wattpad fan fiction, and there is like, it was like chapter 20. I literally had it always on that chapter, and it was of her riding Harry Styles' face. And that's probably how, as you guys know, I'm obsessed with riding head, like riding face, riding head, getting head, riding face. Like that pinnacle moment when I read that scene reminded me that I too can have an orgasm someday. And I have in that particular way. And it's a beautiful thing. And I just want you to know that dreams do come true. Anyways, I could give you some other recommendations where you could find smut sexual books, but I have not been up to date on reading sexual books. But I know that ACOTAR, if you know what that is a book that has sexual envy all over it. The biggest trope that I have is enemies turned into lovers, and it always has to do with because they're so attracted to each other, because they're both usually super super smart, and that's what makes them so attractive. And the fact that they hate each other, I don't care if they hate each other. Like, we fuck with it, you know? Anywho, that's another recommendation I have for if you want a smut book. I'm really thinking, and it's just, the book that I just read is Fourth Wing. It's by Rebecca Yarrosin or something like that. I'm so sorry, I'm butchering that. But it's so good, and this is free promo because I'm not getting paid for this, but it's just so good. Like, the book is so good, especially if you like Game of Thrones. And I'm not even gonna lie, I really, really liked Game of Thrones. It's just, there's so many seasons. I was watching it from the beginning and then watching the newest season when I first started watching it. And I remember being like going back and forth like, oh my God, this is why they do this. Oh my God, this is why they do that. Like, what? This is crazy. And it's really cool, like comparing and contrasting them. Reading this book, it was very, it's not similar per se, but it was very like How to Train My Dragon. And if you know that movie, like that movie's so cute and so nice, and it's so like wanting to like be better for yourself. And it's just, it reminds me of my other favorite series, and it's called the Legend series. It's Legend, Prodigy, and Champion. And I'm pretty sure I have it. I do. Shoot. I want to look for it, but I can't right this second. Sorry. Because I have also the Carvel series here, but the Carvel series has no smut in it, really. The Legend series doesn't either, because it's a young adult, like, book, but it's so good. And it's by, I'm pretty sure it's by Mary Lou. And she's a, it's about Day and, Day in June, and it's just, their dynamic is super beautiful too. It's just like reading these characters and knowing that a lot of this is like life, real life, could happen in real life, the smut comes into it play, but they're children, so that has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying their sexual tension is so like, they like each other a lot. In this book, they're actually old enough to have sex, so the Fourth Wing is definitely like, she's 20, he's 23, or she's turning 21. So they're like really just 2 years apart. They're not even that big of a deal, big difference. But, you know, the trope is so cute. And I'm literally just giving you a book review, but it has smut in it. So like, definitely incorporate this. That's why I think like sexy talk is so helpful. So like when men are like giving you sexual talks and they're saying your name, all of that is so helpful because we are visual, like people that are, want to feel good. You have to be in your mind, as I've said before in a different podcast. You have to be all about thinking about yourself, and it's so selfish. But when a woman needs to orgasm, you have to talk them through it, baby. Do what you gotta do. Be the storyteller you are to get her to come. Just like a guy, like a girl, obviously, she's gonna probably be sucking your dick, but you know, she's also probably riding you. And when she's riding you, she could be saying things like, you know, you feel so good, I'm so tight. All of those things, you know, all of those things matter. All the context matters in order for you to orgasm or her to orgasm. It's all important. But let's go back to the subject here, which is, what is smut? And if you didn't know by now, smut is sexual context written that you read and then you visualize in your brain like a little movie. And it's amazing. And it's also bad because if you're reading it outside in public, I know that I'd be getting wet and I'm like, ooh, what is that? Is that a plane? Is that an airplane? Nope. It's just Amanda's fucking wet pussy. I'm just kidding. But am I? I'm not. Just as you think that girls are reading really sexual books or men reading sexual books, like all those romantic books, you know, that women, older women read, because it is something that soothes not only the soul, but the clitoris. So, anywho, that is my quick rant today, my podcast episode. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you have anything that you want me to talk about, please feel free to let me know because I am here for you. This is what I do. And, you know, please definitely reach out to me. Follow me on Instagram, Filipina Vlogs, FilipinaVlogz, Filipina Vlogs. And if you want me to research stuff or anything of that nature, I got you because I want to help you become a better sexual partner, but become a better person in general and love sex as much as I do. It's not even that you love sex per se, it's that you get to enjoy it because there's a lot of people that don't enjoy it or don't find ways to enjoy it by themselves. You do not need another partner or another person, partner, regardless. You can get sexual pleasure and your needs from yourself. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday, morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you listen to this. And thank you so much again for being here. I send all my love and grace, and I will talk to you guys next week. Mahagita. Okay, bye.